This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. All Fremont County offices are closed after a cyber attack breached the local government's computer systems. Local officials are investigating the attack and its origin. Some services, like 911 calls and COVID-19 testing, are still functional, but many internal systems, like employee payroll, remain offline. Colorado's most moderate Republican Senator Kevin Priola has switched his party affiliation to Democratic. CPR's Benta Berglund reports that climate change and January 6 were the issues driving his decision.
Republicans had hoped to win back control of the state Senate this fall, but Priola's change makes that harder. In a written statement, he said he's been waiting for the GOP to distance itself from former President Donald Trump after the January 6th insurrection and the political climate Trump created. But Priola says that never came. Republicans blasted Priola's move as self-serving, and some said he should be recalled from his district in Adams County. Because of term limits, Priola only has 2 more years in the state Senate. I'm Benta Berglund, CPR News.
Colorado now requires a license to do radon measurement or mitigation. About half of Colorado homes have radon levels higher than the EPA recommends. The state started requiring licenses to stop unqualified radon testing. Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas that can enter homes from the soil. More than 300 professionals have gotten a license so far. Front Range overnight lows in the 40s. This is CPR News.